I mean, honestly, Gina, I just want what's best for you, her mother told her. Her eyes were pleading to Gina to divulge any information about whatever issues might have been plaguing her. Mom, please, I'm 20 years old, and it's schizophrenia, not some life-and-death disease. I took my medication, and I haven't had any problems. Please, stop babying me. Gina responded to her. She looked down while she was speaking, avoiding her mother's observing eyes. The truth was, Gina had never really been schizophrenic. It's just what the official diagnosis of her condition was. But she knew that Alice was no hallucination or illusion that she had conjured up in her mind. Alice was a real, living person, almost exactly like her. She just lived in a different dimension. She could still remember vividly her first memory of Alice at the age of 3. One moment she had been sitting alone in her room playing with her colored books, and the next moment she was sitting in an entirely foreign place watching another little girl. The child turned towards her, and Gina, amazed to see that the girl looked exactly like her. The little girl's mouth opened in surprise, and for a moment, both of them had been too stunned to say anything. Gina began crying because she did not know this place or this child, and all she wanted was to be back in her own room with her own things.